This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Southwest Airlines plans to cancel about two-thirds of its domestic flights through the rest of the week. That includes hundreds at Denver International Airport. The airline says it's working to recover from a problem with its crew and flight scheduling systems, and many passengers are trying to get refunds or recover lost luggage. Rocky Ford resident Michelle Gardner spent most of today in a lost baggage line.
It sucks, but if you could see this line, I am not the only person dealing with this. There's hundreds of thousands of people dealing with this right now.
The U.S. Department of Transportation says it is investigating how the company has handled the cancellations and delays. If you're flying out on Southwest Airlines this week, you should check your flight status. The company has already canceled nearly 300 flights scheduled for DIA tomorrow. The Secretary of State's office says the conservative group Unite for Colorado should have to disclose its donors after spending millions on ballot initiatives last year and in 2020. The group has now racked up $120,000 in fines from the state for not disclosing who gave it money. But Unite for Colorado's attorney, Jason Dunn, says it's being treated differently than liberal groups.
The Secretary of State tried to move the goalposts only for them, despite a clear legal history to the contrary.
The group is in a pitched legal fight against the Secretary of State's office, challenging part of the fines, and a decision could come next year. State lawmakers recently passed specific rules about when political groups have to report their funding, which could prevent future disputes. You are listening to CPR News. It's 7:06. Stay tuned for Colorado Matters.